This one is Suzanne, Suzanne, Verana, V as in Victor, Arana, 430-49. Today is 11/12. Our patient is a 74-year-old woman, divorced, no children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, used to be a teacher for 15 years till she had to quit teaching because of seizures out of control, period. And paragraph, patient has had frequent falls. Most recently, she broke her ankle because of falls related to difficulty walking and her seizure disorder, period. And paragraph, she's weak. She lives in a group home. She would never be able to take care of herself alone. She's divorced and doesn't have any children, period. Allergy, none, family history, dad died of prostate cancer, CHF, he was 90 years old, mom is 99 years old, still alive. Medications through the list provided. Mom is 99 years old, still alive with hypertension. Allergy, non-drug allergy, COVID vaccination, none, but she had COVID a year ago. She did get her flu shot. Last time she had COVID was April of this year, period. Review of system, weakness. Despite being on numerous seizure medications, she continues to have seizures. Hence, she's not able to live alone. She has to be in a group home. She is short of breath. She has edema in her lower extremity. She has a high risk of fall, difficulty with movement and activity. Also has had weight loss, decreased appetite, and requires help with ADL. Assessment number one, seizure disorder, quite difficult to control despite medications that she's on. She requires medication levels checked on a regular basis. Next number is weakness. Next number is tiredness. Next number is frequent falls. Next number is fracture ankle because of fall. Next number is lower extremity edema, multifactorial. Next number is shortness of breath. Next number is decreased appetite. Next one's overall prognosis remains grave for this 74-year-old woman who appears much older than stated age. Thank you.